I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan tops a list of the world's worst humanitarian disasters for the third year in a row. Millions of people are homeless and can't meet basic needs like food, water, or shelter. Rape and theft are common, too, doubling the trauma endured by survivors. John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, says the spiritual side effects are overwhelming.
That's what the enemy does. He brings loss upon loss upon loss, and then fear of greater loss, deep, debilitating grief over loss, trying to bring the individual to the point where they believe all is lost.
Believers are meeting the medical needs of displaced Sudanese in refugee camps. Hope and help go hand in hand.
We do an open presentation of the gospel, and it talks about what the Bible says God offers to the individual, regardless of the circumstances. And that's the power.
And then in Cuba, a farmer's sheep were stolen. Fuel costs sidelined his tractor, so he bought bulls, and they were stolen too. It's a real story coming from one of the partners of Farms International. Scott Clifton says,
we just watched since COVID, the conditions get worse and worse and worse, starting with really high inflation and the rapid increase of the price of commodities.
Cuba faces a severe food crisis with widespread shortages, high prices, and growing hunger. Some people migrate, but many stay. Despite the hardships, the church keeps growing.
There is an incredible church in Cuba that has been growing over the past decade. It's been growing dramatically. And so we want to thank and praise God for that.
Pray endurance for Cuba's believers and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.